Welcome, everyone, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Juwanza. So nice to have you along. It's a beautiful day, as I always say, because it's always beautiful. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. This is going to be a very informative show. For those of you, of course, who've been following Health, Wealth, and Divine, you know that my special guest, Dr. Lathan, is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. We're very, very fortunate enough to have her take time out of her busy schedule to share her wisdom, her knowledge, her expertise with us. And tonight, we're going to be talking about, how to energize your life through the power of fasting. You know, a lot of times people have heard of fasts. They've even maybe even tried to fast. And for those of you who are regular fasters, just, you know, if you're familiar with this information, just bear with us or call somebody who you know that's not familiar with this information and tell them to tune in, because it's a very, very important aspect of holistic health. So I want to get to my guest, but for those of you who are just tuning in for the very first time, I would like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're getting a lot of new listeners and just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Lathan again so that you know why you're listening to Dr. Lathan. Well, Dr. Ruby Lathan is a holistic health and wellness expert and an advocate for plant-based nutrition. Dr. Lathan inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods, plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan, who holds a Ph.D. in industrial and systems engineering and a B.S. in computer science, began teaching others about the benefit and power of plant-based nutrition. She motivates others to take charge of their health and provides tools for living healthy, disease-free, and above our daily routines to experience the peace and joy of life's journey. Dr. Lathan served as nutrition policy manager and lobbyist at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she led a national initiative to improve child nutrition and prevent chronic disease through emphasis on plant-based options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is a dynamic speaker and educator, hosting a number of seminars, workshops, and healthful vegan cooking demonstrations. Dr. Lathan is a health and wellness contributing writer for African American Lifestyle magazine and host of an alternative health webcast, Health 365, and the Whole Foods vegan cooking show, The Veggie Chef. Now you know why you're listening to Dr. Lathan. She's got a wealth of experience, and again, we get to sit at her feet today. So without further ado, Dr. Lathan, welcome, welcome, welcome back to Health, Wealth, and Divine. It's a beautiful day, and again, as always, it's great to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Always glad to be here.
It's my pleasure, and I'm sure that the people that have tuned in today, the phone lines are lit. So again, to everybody that's listening on, well, by phone, all you have to do is press 1 if you have a question. And if you're listening online, the telephone number is 347-324-5727, and then I'll bring you on board. Well, as stated, we're going to be talking about fasting, how to energize your life through the power of fasting. But before we get there, again, I'm always just overwhelmed when I talk to Dr. Lathan, because, again, you are in for a very moving testimony, because she didn't come to this work by accident. And I know there are those who may have heard her testimony before, but, you know, we're constantly getting new listeners. So, Dr. Lathan, if you don't mind, would you share with my listeners, our listeners, why you started on this holistic health path? What brought you to it?
Sure, absolutely. You know, like a lot of people, sometimes it takes a health crisis to kind of get you to really thinking about nutrition and health. And so for me, it was in 2007 when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and decided pretty right away that I wanted to look at alternative natural treatment to cure the cancer, as opposed to just having surgery and taking out my thyroid, meaning I'd be on medication. So I decided to research and find out how to cure cancer. I had heard other people had done it naturally before, so I figured if they can do it, why not me? So I looked, started researching everything I possibly could, and came up on plant-based diets, whole food, healthy plant-based diets as a way to eliminate cancer and a lot of other diseases as well. So I decided to try that and cleaned up my diet and got rid of processed food and dairy and meat products, and was able to cure the cancer with just my diet and some lifestyle changes like meditation and less stress. And so I was able to cure the cancer that way, and that really changed my life. And had done a lot of study over this year time period, so I was somewhat of an expert at that point. And people wanted to know how I did it, so I started telling them and formalized that into a new career. So that's how I became a holistic nutritionist, and I'm happy to share this information with other people.
Doctor, were you shocked when you found out that holistic health was a route that other people had used to cure cancer and other diseases? Because, you know, eating is something that everybody does. You know, we're always eating. We've been doing it. It's like breathing. We do it. We've been doing it ever since we were born. It's not something that we just start to do at a certain age. We've been doing it. And was it a shock to you that once you found out that this information was out there and that there were people that had actually reversed their conditions? I mean, chronic illnesses, you know, was that a shock to you to find out that if you could just change your diet, I mean, something as simple as just changing your diet could have such a profound effect on your life?
Yeah, I actually was kind of surprised that the answer was somewhat simple, because you think it's got to be something pretty complex and you've got to go to the Himalayan mountains and, you know, do 7 flips and come back down or something like that, and you really don't. It really is just a matter of changing what's on your plate, of where you shop in the grocery store or what grocery store you shop at. So I was somewhat surprised at how much information is out there and how many other people are taking a natural approach to healing. And I was also surprised at how many doctors, nurses, nutritionists have no clue about whole food plant-based diets and its ability to heal the body. So so that was surprising, that this information is readily available. There are studies out there, you know, journal articles, you know, refereed journal articles that are out there. So it's not all anecdotal information. There's a ton of that, too. It's very convincing, but there's a lot, quite a bit of research that is showing the benefit, but you still have people who are just ignoring it or just not aware, and that's what's surprising.
You know what's interesting too, Doctor? You just mentioned that there, you know, a lot of the healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, and, you know, people in the industry that just don't have a clue. What's interesting is that many of these people who don't have a clue are very, very adamant when it comes to saying that a holistic approach won't work. I mean, they actually caution against going the holistic route, and truly, they really don't have a clue. And that's very, very interesting to me, to not have a clue and yet be so adamant. You know, the Chinese have a proverb that says, no investigation, no right to speak. So if you haven't investigated, if you know you haven't done any taking any courses in your school, you know, or your studies, schoolwork that would lend you to be an expert in the field, or have not done any experimentation yourself, you can't really speak on whether or not something is going to work. But they are very, very quick to caution you against it and sometimes even ridicule it.
Absolutely. You have quite a bit of ignorance out there, or people just make fun of things that have saved people's lives and just are going on hearsay and just really, like you said, lack of information, lack of investigation. So they really don't know what they're talking about. And you have people who will never in your life give you nutritional information. They will see you eating McDonald's every day, drinking sodas regularly, gaining 50 pounds that you shouldn't have, and will say nothing. But if you mention to them, you know, I think I'm going to go vegan or vegetarian, or I've been eating vegan for a week. They're like, oh, my God, you're going to die. That's that healthy? That's not healthy. That's, you're sitting there 50 pounds overweight, and they're asking you, is a diet change healthy, when they said nothing when you're, mm-hmm. you know, scarfing down McDonald's and TGIF Fridays and all this other garbage. It's like, but as soon as you hear, you know, vegan or vegetarian, it's like, oh, my God, you're going to die. And part of that is, you know, our society has made healthy diets a joke. And mm-hmm. in television and movies, it's always the joke, the weird person, the flower child, the annoying person. And so we buy into that it's a weird thing, as opposed to the facts that show most people who eat those kind of diets are at their proper weight or closer to it, have less disease, have less infections, get sick less, you know, use fewer sick days. Their children tend to be brighter. Their growth spurts happen a little later, which is a good thing for puberty. All the benefits of just living a healthier life, being able to go up a flight of steps without breaking down, you know, they don't highlight these things. They highlight the weird stuff that they want to make a joke of, and that's just, you know, Hollywood. But we need to, you know, separate fact from fiction and look at the truth of it. And so we need to stop buying into the rabbit food jokes and all of that and realize, this is where our country and our world is actually headed, because we are polluting so much of the earth that, you know, there's nothing left but the vegetables, really, that's fit for food.
You know, Doctor, there is a saying, I read it somewhere, and I like it, so I'll just repeat it. It said, in the age of information, ignorance is a choice. You know, because we've got so much information out here. We've got the internet. I mean, there's no excuse not to know. I remember I've heard Minister Farrakhan say one time that it's all right not to know, but it's not all right not to know once you know you don't know, and you don't seek the knowledge once you know you don't know. You know? So, you know, it's, you know, in this age, this day and age, when we have so much information, we still have people out here that are very with the information, are very proud, and I'm not, you know, I'm not bashing meat eaters. I've eaten meat. You know, I was there. I'm not, you know, sitting up here trying to make myself to be above anybody else, but I'm just saying that in this day and age, when there is so much information, you still have people that know and have heard of the benefits, and yet, and I think a lot of it with some people is rebellion. It's just rebelliousness. It's like, you know, look, I'm a proud eat meter. When I leave here, I'm going to Popeyes, okay?
Right, you know. Right. Where they have this very staunch attitude, you'll never get me eating that, and it's really unnecessary to take these strong stances. You know, we want you to be open to information.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, everybody, again, my special guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how to energize your life through the power of fasting. You know, anytime you are on a holistic health path, or not, you don't even have to be on a holistic health path. If you just are on some spiritual path, you know, most of the major religions even talk about fasting in some aspect of their tenets. But definitely, if you're on a holistic health path, you're going to hear the word fasting. But I don't want to assume that everybody knows what fasting is and how it can benefit you. So, Doctor, if you don't mind, if we could just start off just by talking about fasting and just laying the foundation for the discussion without assuming that everybody knows what it is. What is fasting?
Well, it is leaving out certain things, whether it's food, whether it's certain types of meat or food, rather, or, you know, certain sweets. You know, you can mm-hmm. fast. It's like just taking a break from something. And so in this realm, we're talking about primarily food, fasting from eating food. And so you don't just not eat food. You have to replace it with something. I mean, there are a lot of different types of food-free fast that we can talk about. You know, generally you have your water fast, where you're just drinking water and nothing else. And then you have your juice fasting, which I'm more of a fan of juice fasting, because you're not eating food, but you are consuming quite a bit of nutrients, which is very healing. Both of those processes are healing. It's just that water fasting alone can be a little harder to do and kind of more energy zapping, whereas juice fasting tends to increase your energy. And then there's like the modified water fast where you do water with, where you take, we call it the master cleanse, where you have water with maple syrup and lemon and cayenne, lemon, fresh lemon juice and cayenne, and you drink that several times a day, which does provide some nutrients and energy, kind of a, it's kind of like a lemonade that gives you a boost. A lot of people are do that, and that it's a little easier than a straight water fast because it gives you that boost of energy throughout the day. So in this realm, we're pretty much talking about water fasting or juice fasting, and I would more recommend vegetable juice fasting.
Okay. Why vegetable juice? And since, I mean, you were very specific with that, because people can and do juice, I'm sorry, fruit juices as well. Is there a particular reason why you suggested vegetables as opposed to fruit?
Yes. 'Cause in the process of juicing, you're removing the fiber, the insoluble fiber from the food, so from the vegetable and from the food, or if it's fruit, you're removing that. So you're having very little fiber in the juice itself. And when you do that with fruit, you end up with too much sugar. I mean, fruit and vegetables are pretty much perfectly balanced, right, as they are in their whole form. But when you do fruit and juice it, while you're getting a lot of antioxidants and things, you also get way too much sugar. Which is not necessarily a good thing. So whereas vegetables have much lower glycemic index, much fewer sugars, so when you're juicing kale and cabbage and vegetables like that, lots of greens and cucumbers and parsley and all those things, they are very low in the glycemic index. So when you juice them, you don't get this a large amount of sugar, which can, you know, throw you off balance a bit. Now, you do use some fruits with the vegetable juice because sometimes the vegetable juice alone can be too tart. It can just be too strong and not taste very good, very hard to get down. So, you add some fruit to it, but it's still more vegetables than fruit. So you would add things like apples or pears, which tend to be the best fruit to juice, and you add that with the vegetables so that it makes it palatable and tastes good so you can enjoy this juicing process. It's fine to do some fruits, but you really want to really focus on the vegetables to keep the sugars low.
You know, when people have come to a point where they decide that they're, you know, going to go on a fast, in some cases, in many cases, I think that it's a spiritual thing as well. They may be just not just going on a food fast. They may, you know, have decided that, you know, I'm going to take a few days and, you know, get really into my meditation or, you know, whatever. Would you suggest that even as they do the food fast, that they, you know, kind of fast from other involvements, like, for example, you know, like tell your friends, hey, listen, you know, I'm fasting, you know, I'm just going to, you know, I'll get back with you in a week, you know, or whatever, or, you know, even maybe even put a halt on any intimacy, you know what I mean? Let's say I'm going to add some celibacy to this fast as well, you know. I mean, would you suggest that when somebody's deciding to do this fast, that they kind of step back, not just from the food, but from any thing that might, you know, require a lot of or be distracting to whatever it is that, you know, they're trying to do or that's not, you know, supportive of what it is that they're trying to accomplish?
That can go either way. So if you're doing a fast for the first time, I wouldn't recommend dropping a whole bunch of other stuff and making too many radical changes at once, 'cause it can be hard. So you want to, you know, fast, and you might not want to have too much activity going on because you're not sure how your body's going to respond to the first time fasting. So if you're doing it for the first time, I would say, you know, take it easy. Don't plan too many events or outings, especially if they're food outings, because that can be very challenging for the first or second time faster. So I wouldn't, you know, necessarily plan for drinks or something after work. You know, you want to keep it easy, something that's not really centered around food, because it's, you know, just to get used to it. As far as adding other things in, I think that's a great, especially if you fasted before, you know that, you know, it's something that you're used to, and so you kind of know what you can handle. A lot of people say they get more focused during the fast. Number one, you're not worrying about what you're going to eat or cooking, so you tend to have more time. But a lot of people say they think clearer, so they have clearer thoughts, so it's a good time for them to get things done, writing done. Meditation is great during that time. You know, if you want to fast from other things, that can be a very good cleansing process for mind, body, and spirit. So that's really an option to make it more than just the body fasting. If you feel that you know, can enhance what you're trying to do, I think you'll come out of it very refreshed and, you know, happy. So I think that's possible. I would just caution about doing too many things at once that maybe you hadn't done before. Too many fasting things can be a little overwhelming, and you might end up, you know, falling off the fast earlier than you had planned or something like that. So, but I think it's a great time to add in some things like meditation, yoga, stretching, some quiet time. I think you want to take advantage of the clarity and the quietness that kind of comes along with fasting.
Well, what about people that are, let's say, taking herbs, capsule form,
mm-hmm.
and certain products, say, if you read the label, it might say, take with food, you know, or take with a meal. So during a person's fasting, how do they handle that situation? They just don't take the supplements, you know, during the time, if it's saying take with a meal and you're not eating, or is the meal the... Can nutrients be, you know, a replacement word for the word meal? I mean, is it like you're going to need nutrients to go with this? I mean, can a vegetable juice substitute for the meal if they just take it with the juice as opposed to actually chewing food?
Yes, it can. And so it is recommended that if you're on medication or vitamins or whatever, that you continue that. And you want to make sure, especially if you're taking vitamins, things like that, that they're whole food, natural vitamins and not things filled with food coloring and fillers and things like that. So usually, you know, when it's taken with food, it's so that you don't get an upset stomach or something like that. And generally the juice can account for that. So you can usually still take those things without a problem, because the juice is food. It's just really pre-digested for you. So you can take it after drinking the juice or while you're drinking the juice. Most times that's fine, and you don't have any of those issues.
So let's talk, if we could, doctor, about fasting for healing. Let's say somebody who's gone to the doctor and the doctor's giving them a bad report, you know, and they're like, you know, hey, I'm not going to, you know, go the allopathic route. I think I'm going to go the holistic health route. And let's just say it's cancer. I don't know, you know, I mean, anybody out there that's listening may have cancer or know somebody that does, or diabetes, or, you know, whatever the case is. Fasting, how soon, I mean, would you just incorporate that immediately? I mean, would that be something, you know, once you've thought about it and, you know, done your research, would fasting be in addition to the changing of the diet? Would fasting be something that you would incorporate into a person's healing regimen?
Absolutely. I think it's like almost the first course of action for a lot of cases, especially things like cancer, to help cleanse the body quickly and get detox, basically, get a lot of the things out so the body can heal. The body does tend to heal when we're not eating, because it takes a lot of the stress and the work that the body has to do to digest food away. So that's one of the reasons fasting is such a healing thing, is because you are giving your body a rest from its normal digestive activities. So it has more energy, more focus, just like anything else. We can only do so many things at once. And so if we're someone who's like constantly eating, we generally don't give our bodies time to rest in between and focus on, you know, hard tasks like encapsulating cancer or getting it out of our body. so when you do a fast, and in that case, you know, I'd recommend anywhere from 10 to 14 or more days, it's very healing, and it's very quickly. You tend to drop weight. You tend to drop excess toxins that are in the body. Your body is cleansing, and you're and it takes that energy that would normally be used to digest and all the food to focus now on healing, and that's why it works. And not only that, it's not just that the body is taking a rest. It's because through the vegetables and the fruit that you're juicing, you're getting like a mega dose of a vitamin because you're juicing way more vegetables than you could possibly eat in a day. So you tend to, you know, you're probably, you know, juicing an entire cabbage, a couple of a head or two of greens. You're juicing parsley, a head of parsley and cilantro and garlic and ginger. Now, you wouldn't know, most people don't eat, you know, a whole head of cabbage in a day or
right.
two bunches of, you know, celery or a half pound of carrots in a day, but you're juicing that, and when you take away the fiber, you're able to drink that and get all of those nutrients without all of the work. And so it is a multivitamin for the body. So when you're doing that every day, several times a day, that is healing. And so it's like you're feeding your body and giving your body a rest at the same time. And that's why it's so powerful.
I know that the body must be like, yes. I mean, when you just broke it down like that, I mean, I just saw the visual image of, you know, bunches of carrots and, you know, bunches of celery and, you know, heads mm-hmm. of lettuce and cabbage. And the body must be so thankful when a person actually does go on a fast, and it's got to be just a very, very wonderful thing for the body. And I know that it is. I've actually fasted myself. But if you could you talk about, like, you know, one of my guests who's on as a regular, Brother Coy Dunstan, talks about the healing crisis. And that's a scary, you know, when people hear the word crisis, they're like, uh-oh. And that what he, you know, just to talk about what he means when he says that, is that when people sometimes start to detox, then a lot of the toxins that have been stored up in the body for so long are starting to be released. And before mm-hmm. the person starts feeling better, they might, you know, have a, quote, healing crisis, end quote, where they just, you know, don't feel so good just simply because the body's, you know, detoxing. And, of course, he mentions how this will pass, but you got to stick with it. Could you talk about that, quote, healing crisis, end quote, and how to minimize it so that people who do decide that they want to go on a fast don't quit at the first sign of discomfort?
Absolutely. That often does happen, the healing crisis, where things, you know, you might get a skin rash or boil or something that happens definitely during the first few days or week or so of a juice fast. And that sometimes is your body, like, getting rid of, dumping a lot of toxins really fast. And so you have this reaction. Whereas when you're doing something like a raw food diet or something like that, you tend to dump things a little slower so you don't have necessarily those reactions. You know, there are some things, you know, they say that you can do to help mitigate that when you're drinking more juice, and things like coconut water, it helps you to subside some of these symptoms. So it's not necessarily going to happen, but it often does happen, the healing crisis. So it's something you shouldn't be too alarmed by, and you want to just keep going, and it will start to subside, usually within a week of it popping up.
Well, Doctor, have you noticed in your fasts, in addition to the physical changes and the physical results that a person's bound to get if they do fast, just from a, because there are spiritual fasts, people go on spiritual fast, you know, they just, you know, say, okay, I'm going inside, you know what I mean, I'm just going to connect with, you know, my maker, and, you know, just get closer to, you know, meditate, and, you know, just get closer to my source. Have you found that when you fasted, that in addition to the physical benefits, that there was a spiritual component to it as well?
Sure. It really depends on the person, though, what, you know, where they are spiritually, if that's something that they're in tune with. Definitely it helps focus, because it's just like anything else. When you're, you know, eating lots of things and always busy, you tend to block the spiritual awareness and the connectedness, and fasting helps bring that back in line. By, you know, it's more empowering when you're not eating. It's like you've taken control of this process. You're not bending to hunger pains. So it tends to be more empowering, both physically and spiritually. So it's definitely, like I said, with the clarity, not taking all these, taking in toxic food and things like that. Generally speaking, you know, if you're a believer and understand the way that the body transmits energy and brain waves and frequencies, you know that polluted food and medications tend to dampen that receptors and transmission of your, you know, brain waves and receptors and all of that. So when you go on a very pure juice fast, you're eliminating that. So you become more aware, you become more clear, you're able to receive more, you're able to understand quicker, and you're able to transmit quicker and easier. So it just definitely frees things up. It's like getting rid of the pollution. It's just like same thing as turning off all the electronics in your house. You're going to stop all the interference with our brain waves, because, you know, we are electrical creatures, and so we transmit and receive in that format as well. So when we turn all those things off, things become clearer. It's the same thing with food.
Everybody, my special guest, if you just tuned in, is Dr. Ruby Lathan. We're talking about how to energize your life through the power of fasting. If you're listening on the telephone, all you have to do is press 1, and then I'll bring you on. If you're listening online, the telephone number is 347-324-5727. My name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. Doc, if we could talk about for a moment just how to prepare for the fast. As we were talking prior to the show, I was mentioning to you, and I'll share it with the listeners, how many, many years ago, I don't want to date myself, but not that many years ago, but I, you know, had fasted for the first time. Now, it was as a result of the church that I belonged to at the time stating that, you know, the pastor, you know, gave an ordinance that everybody go on a 3-day fast, and that was pretty much it, you know, and, you know, Godspeed, you know, go, you know. And so without any training, without any instruction, I just figured, well, okay, I guess I'm just not going to eat for 3 days. Now, at the time, I wasn't a vegetarian, so I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, okay, I'm just not going to eat for 3 days. And so I was doing it all wrong, you know, drinking tap water and the whole bit, you know. And at the time, I had a part-time job working as a, what do you call the people, an office cleaner. And so I'm vacuuming the floors in the office around the desk, and it appeared, because I hadn't eaten in 2 days at this point, I'm seeing food everywhere. I'm looking at candy on people's desks in the little jars, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And I didn't make it, you know. And somebody was missing a piece of candy from their jar the next morning. And when I got home, I gouged down on some spaghetti. So, and I know that wasn't good now, looking back. But could you, that was not the way to do it, everybody. So, if you could talk about, Doctor, how to prepare for the fast, that way you have a better chance of being successful in accomplishing the goal, knowing why you're doing the fast, and then preparing the body for the fast so that, again, you can be successful.
Absolutely. I mean, it is really critical to plan ahead for it. So, like you mentioned, you didn't get any coaching or anything like that, and that's not a good thing. You really do need to maybe talk to someone who's done it before. You know, plan if this is going to be a 3-day fast. You know, there's a way to start a fast and end a fast, and what you don't want to do is eat a big carbohydrate filled or fatty meal right at the end of the fast, because that really undoes a lot of what you just did. But it also can make you feel sick if you, especially if you've fasted for like 4 to 5 days, and then you jump into a big heavy meal, your stomach and digestive process has been kind of shut down for a large part, and then you just dump all this in there, it's going to cause some definite stomach upset. Sometimes it causes constipation. So you don't want to end a fast abruptly. And you don't want to pig out the night before a fast either. So you want to plan a fast. You generally, especially first-time fasters, shouldn't do just water fast. And then we have to think about that we're doing a cleanse. So we want to make sure we're drinking pure water, purified water, distilled water, natural spring water, something like that, because we don't want to be putting toxins in from tap water while we're trying to cleanse. So that's number one. A good source of water is important. So distilled, purified, spring, those are the ones you want to go with. And then you want to plan how long you're going to do it, and then you want to ease into it, maybe have a salad or soup the night before, something easy and light to get your body ready for this fast. And then, you know, you want to be drinking things, juices and things to help curb the hunger so that you don't feel so ravished. So, you know, there's sometimes people incorporate fresh, you know, coconut water is a good one. Sometimes people use vegetable broth, a good organic vegetable broth to give you more nutrients to help curb some of the hunger. And then obviously the fresh vegetable juices help. And then some fasts even incorporate some nut milks, freshly ground nut milk, not the off-the-shelf nut milks, but doing it yourself in your blender or something like that to help curb hunger and give you a little bit of a boost. So you really want to plan it out. You want to, you know, you can juice like 2 days in advance and keep it very cold in the refrigerator, take it in a cold pack with ice with you to work so that you can, you know, juice throughout the day, you know, have your juice throughout the day. So you want to plan it. You can even buy a juice fast from local juice places, but you want to make sure they're putting good things in it, organic, good stuff, and not watering it down or anything like that. But, yes, there are definitely juice bars that do 2-3-day juice fast that you can pick up there and then have your juice. You're going to drink these 6 or 7 juices throughout the day. So that's one way to do it. But you want to plan, and then getting off of the fast, you know, you want to eat very light. You want to start with juicy fruits like watermelon, citrus fruits, apples, things like that. You don't want to break a fast with like bananas and figs and heavy dried fruit and things like that, or something like oatmeal. That's not how you want to break the fast. That's too heavy. So you start with fruit, simple, plain old fruit, and then you ease, you know, by lunch, maybe a light salad, and then the next day you can, you know, have something more hearty, like, you know, more hearty soups or, you know, nuts and seeds and beans and things like that. But the first day after the fast, you need to take it slow. And also the next day, you don't want to jump into burgers and fries, you know, a day after your fast or anything like that. Or anything, even if it's, you know, vegetarian or vegan burgers and fries, it's not what you want. You want to go light and natural and then ease off of it. And generally, you know, you're going to be happy to eat. So a salad's going to taste really good. Apple's going to taste really good. So you don't have to think that, oh, you know, I have to have this, you know, mac and cheese right after the fast. Not the way you want to go.
Well, Doc, what about somebody that has a strenuous job? You know, let's say somebody's a construction worker or something, you know, and they feel like, you know, I can't fast, man. I need my energy or whatever. You know, and the first thought that just came to me is like, well, unless you work 7 days a week, you know, I mean, you do get a break. I mean, you know, it's not like you have to work every single day. You know, you can fast on a day off. But what about people that have jobs that require a lot of energy output? Is can fasting work for them as well? I mean, while they're doing their work, I mean, or
sure,
is food?
Sure, it really can. You know, if it's your first time faster, you might want to try it on the weekend, see how you feel. But in general, most people say they get more energy during the fast. So you might just want to plan your fast where you're drinking something, a juice every 2 hours. That really boosts your energy so that you don't get that energy lull where like, oh, I feel like I can't go on. you need to drink more. And so, especially, like I said, incorporating things like coconut water that help boost the energy as well. If you're fasting for more than 3 days, you need to include salt, sea salt, in your juices, because the body needs that to maintain the electrolyte balance. When you're drinking fresh coconut water, though, you're getting those electrolytes. So that's why it's important to incorporate one or the other or both in the fast. So that's something that can throw things off. If you're fasting like 5 or 6 days and you haven't had any salt at all, then that can definitely throw your balance off. So generally, though, if you have a strenuous job, you're just going to drink more, and most people have more energy. I've been able to go jogging while fasting and not have a problem. So especially if you're doing a short, like, 3-day fast or something, generally not a problem.
Well, Doc, you mentioned juicing, and I've heard different things about my next question, which was that – and I can't remember which it was. It might have been vegetable juice. Heard that you need to juice it, or I'm sorry, you need to drink it. You need to consume it within probably, I think it is, a half hour after you juice it, or else it starts to lose its potency. Is that correct, or is that not correct?
Yes and no. Yes. So the longer it sits out after you juice it, the more it starts losing nutrients and enzymes. So you don't want to leave it out at room temperature. You do want to go ahead and drink it. But, you know, we can't all just juice and drink all day. So the alternative is to bottle it, you know, seal it up and put it in the coldest part of your refrigerator, turn up your refrigerator a little bit during your juice fast, and it does maintain it. Some people even freeze it, and it does maintain it. You don't want to juice for more than 3 days in advance, though, because even sealed, it's going to be losing quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no more than 3 days of juicing in advance, keeping it very cold. Like I said, if you take it with you, you need to have an ice pack in there to keep it at the cold temperature to maintain the nutrients. When you sit it out at room temperature, you're still getting vitamins, but you're losing quite a bit of the enzymes and nutrients.
Well, what about fasting in children? I'm sure there are people out here that are listening that have children and grandchildren, and, you know, many people that are on a holistic health path are raising their children to be vegetarian and vegan and, you know, maybe want to incorporate fasting. How, at what age is a good age to start? I know you don't want to start a child fasting too young. What age would you think would be a good age to introduce fasting to a child?
Probably not any young children. I would say later teens. You really want to be careful with children, and their energy needs are a lot higher. So I wouldn't definitely do anybody under age 12. If they're dealing with a severe health issue, I would go more toward a raw food diet to help alleviate that, even though it's a little bit slower. It's just going to be safer and healthier for children. So I would say 15, 16, you could do some fasting, you know, 3-day fasts are fine. I really don't recommend it much for really elderly people and definitely not pregnant women. So everybody in between. Now, elderly people can do fasts, and it just depends on how well they are. It's definitely going to be beneficial, but you want to make sure you're drinking enough of the juice and, maybe some of the nut milks in between to make sure their energy is there. But definitely elderly people can do it. I don't want to discourage folks from doing it. I was really referring to really elderly people, so, you know, over like 85 or something. But it's really great for everyone except very young people and pregnant and nursing. Sometimes your needs are a little higher, and so you tend to burn more protein and energy, and so the juicing might not give you everything you need during that time. So, yeah, I would say later teens and on up would be great.
You know, it's interesting what you mentioned about the pregnant women, because my first thought when you said it was thinking that those nutrients, you know, would probably be healthy for the baby.
It would. Now, they can still juice. It's just the difference between a juice fast and juicing. So I would highly recommend juicing for someone who's pregnant. I wouldn't recommend a juice fast because someone who's nursing or pregnant is putting out a lot of energy. I mean, it takes a lot of energy to produce milk and give it to someone else. So mm-hmm. your caloric needs are a lot higher, and you're putting out a lot of energy, and you're just not going to get the calorie intake that you need while juicing. So to juice fast. So I would recommend juicing as part of their regimen, as like one of their meals for the day. That is how a pregnant person would want to get juicing in. They can definitely do a raw food diet and juicing together. I just wouldn't recommend juicing alone because of the nutrient and caloric intake during those times.
What about fasting and the seasons, Doc? There are people that fast, you know, at the onset of each new season. For example, we're about to go into spring shortly. There are people that are, you know, do a spring fast, a spring, winter, summer, and fall fast. I mean, are you a proponent of making fasting a regular part of your life? I mean, just, you know, as a regular, it can't hurt. I mean, there's no downside to fasting if you do it the right way. So are you a proponent of seasonal fasting?
Absolutely. I think it's great, like a spring cleaning or winter preparation. Anything that triggers, a lot of people do it seasonally. And I think that's a great time. You know, some people just do it once or twice a year, you know, or even some people do a monthly 2 to 3 day fast. The more the better, really. Anytime you give your body a break and add some additional nutrients is going to be beneficial. So that seasonal thing is a great marker to help reset. It just helps put you back in control, really, because sometimes we get carried away with our appetite. And so, you know, giving our body a break and kind of taking charge of that does help get things in order, including giving our body some additional nutrients and rest that it needs. It's like giving, you know, it's a spring cleaning or summer cleaning for your body. So it's any time is great.
So, Doc, can we talk about for a moment reversing disease and fasting? Because, again, there are people that are listening to the show with various different, you know, ailments or know somebody that has various different ailments. And let's just take one. Let's say, for example, high blood pressure. Now, this is a disease, if you want to call it a disease, a condition, shall I say, that a lot of people have. I mean, a lot of people are dealing with it, and there are people who have stated, look, I'm tired. You know, I don't want to take these pills for the rest of my life. Somebody that's dealing with something like high blood pressure, in addition to the changing of the diet, of course, that's going to, if you do it the right way, just the changing of the diet is going to have its benefit. It's going to bring your pressure down. But on a fast, will fasting from solid food help with that condition?
Absolutely. It definitely will. It helps. It's like the quickest form of healing, of getting healing started, really, is fasting. Because, as I mentioned, basically it's the mega vitamin that your body's been craving for, and then it's the rest. So when things like high blood pressure respond very quickly to juice fasting, I mean, within a week or so, people have been able to get their blood pressure and sugar and glucose down to where it's supposed to be with juice fasting, like I said, within a week or two. So it's very fast, it works very efficiently, and it is definitely a good first step in alleviating those type of illnesses, usually brought on by our diet. So, and then you tend to lose weight, which also helps facilitate the healing process because we store toxins in our fat, and that's more work for the body to get blood to all of this excess fat. So it's definitely a beneficial thing, and it's a healing tool, absolutely. For someone who's trying to kick diabetes or high blood pressure, I would work with a health coach, a naturopathic doctor, physician, someone. And I would start a juicing program. Diabetics can juice, especially that's why we're focusing on the vegetable juice and not fruit juice. And people with high blood pressure can as well, and it brings it down quickly. I would just make sure I have some help and some tutoring along the way, and then help from your doctor to help step you down from your medications, because some people have gotten off, let's say, diabetic medications within a 2-week fast, just that quickly. So, but you don't want to necessarily take yourself off. That's something you have to be very careful with and work with your doctor on. Once you're on something, you know, it's not really the best thing to just stop it without doing it carefully.
Doctor, what about somebody that's had a stroke and they're in the process of, you know, regaining full mobility, getting all of the use of their limbs and, you know, getting everything back to the way it was prior to the stroke? How would and could fasting work with that? I mean, I'm assuming that fasting is good for whatever the body ails, you know, whatever's ailing you. I mean, like you said, if you cure the body, you cure the body. But how could fasting help someone that may have had a stroke and is trying to, you know, just get back to 100%?
Absolutely. It can definitely help because, you know, stroke, part of recovery is rebuilding the cells, regenerating the cells and all of that, and juice fasting is going to help do that. So it's the same principle. It's going to help them heal quickly. It's going to get rid of toxins. It's going to help regenerate with what you need. So it's definitely something that's recommended for somebody with a stroke.
Everybody, I know that you want to know how you can get in contact with Dr. Lathan. I mean, she's a regular guest on Health, Wealth, and Divine, and we've got shows with her in the archives. I encourage you to go back and listen to these shows. I mean, we've done shows on overcoming obesity, overcoming child obesity. We've done shows on women's health. We've done shows on diabetes. I mean, you name it, colon cancer. I mean, they're all in the archives. And you can definitely benefit either you or somebody that you know from this information because it's life-saving. It's not just life-changing. It's life-saving. And you can do it. And Dr. Lathan is a witness because she has. You heard the powerful testimony at the beginning of the show, and it can be your testimony too. But like she mentioned as well, you might need a coach, okay? I mean, when you're trying to make a transition, and we're talking about a transition from a diet to a living, okay, then, you know, it's a process, and you need somebody to help you along the way. And I recommend that you call Dr. Lathan if you find yourself in need of coaching. I mean, she's got a program called the Veggie Chest where she actually shows you how to juice, shows you how to prepare meals that, as she says, is going to keep you coming back. She knows her food tastes good, okay? So need to connect with Dr. Lathan. Doctor, could you tell them about the Veggie Chest and then again how they can reach you? Because I know that there are people out there listening that are ready, you know. I mean, there comes a time where you could hear something again, hear it, and then something clicks inside of you, and you say, I'm ready now. Well, if you're ready, you need to call Dr. Lathan. But Dr. Lathan, could you share with them about the Veggie Chest, what inspired that, and then how they can reach you?
Sure. So I started the Veggie Chest, which is a whole food cooking show, to show people. Started out for my clients really just to show them how to make these new recipes and things they hadn't heard of before. So I started, you know, giving a demonstration via video for them. And then everyone just really enjoyed it and kind of grew from there. So it really shows you how to make healthy food taste good, how to use raw foods in a unique way that's, you know, maybe different from what you've thought about, because raw food is more than just salads. So it really just kind of takes food to the next level. So it's a quick 5-minute show that really gives you the ins and outs pretty quickly. And they can reach that on my website, which is rubylathan.com. That's RubyLathon.com. Or you can just go straight to YouTube and just type in the Veggie Chest and you'll find it there as well. All the latest videos are there. And so it's free to watch, and then the recipes are on my website also. And that's where you can get in touch with me via email, or you can send me an email at info@rubylathan.com as well. And I'm happy to coach people through any new dietary process or juicing or anything like that.
Dr. Lathan, there's somebody out there, and I don't know who it is, but there are going to be a lot of people that listen to this show. So it might be more than one person that might be sitting on the fence when it comes to this holistic health thing. You know, they hear it, it sounds good, you know, and something inside of them knows that they just got the answer that they've been looking for. But it's like just not knowing, you know, how to begin this process, because, you know, in the morning, you know, they've got food in the refrigerator. They're like, well, shoot, what am I supposed to do? Just go and throw all that stuff out. I just got back from the grocery store, you know. So there's somebody that knows that what they heard today is the truth. They know that, you know, there was no, it's no accident that they're listening to this show. I mean, you're listening, you came here on purpose. Okay, there's no accident that you're hearing this. You are hearing this on purpose. So if you're hearing it on purpose and you know that this is the answer, but you're kind of like on the fence with it, Doc, what could you share with people that find themselves in a position where they're scared? It's like, I know I'm hearing the truth, but I just don't know how to change, because this is a lifestyle change. What words would you have to share with people that find themselves in that situation?
Well, you know, change can be scary, but the more information you have, the less scary it becomes. So it's really about making a plan and understanding you don't have to jump in all at once. You can, you know, do this thing in stages. You don't have to start juicing tomorrow, but you can plan a juice fast for, let's say, you know, the weekend. So, So there's a lot you can do. You can, you know, ease into it and then get help. I mean, that's what people like me are here for, to kind of make it easier, have already thought through a lot of the issues you may or may not have. So it's really about gathering as much information as you can and then getting the help you need to make it happen, and knowing, you know, it's not an all-or-nothing proposition. You can take your time and ease into it.
You know, I want to just share with everybody that, again, you're not hearing this show by accident. You're here on purpose. And, you know, we do these shows. Again, I mentioned the archives. We've got shows with Dr. Lathan on diabetes, obesity, you know, just, I mean, you name it, arthritis. I believe we did an arthritis show. I mean, we've done shows on women's health. I mean, please take advantage of this, because it's gotten to the point for a lot of people where health has become a major concern in your life. It's gotten to that point, okay? And because it's gotten to that point, now action has to be taken, okay? You really got to start thinking about what you eat. You really got to start thinking about making some changes, because if you do what you always did, you're going to get what you always got. And people like Dr. Lathan, I mean, they are experts at what they do. My guest today, Dr. Lathan, cured herself of cancer. Okay, let that sink in. Okay, she cured herself of cancer and has been helping other people with their health challenges. You know, it changed her whole career. So please take advantage of this information. Contact Dr. Lathan, because it's a matter of life and death. And even if you're not in danger of, you know, passing away tomorrow, the quality of your life is important. And by fasting, by juicing, by, you know, releasing some things, adding some things, you can actually make your life, your living experience, that much better. Because as you grow older, you don't want health to be an issue. You want to be able to spend time. You want to be able to play with your grandkids, not just watch them. You know, you want to be able to run around with them, okay? So consider this as a message, okay, to whomever needs it, okay? You didn't hear this by accident. This message was for you. Dr. Lathan, any parting words for our listeners tonight? Thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate you. Any parting words?
Sure. I know this weekend is Valentine's weekend, and there's lots of healthy and unhealthy sweets going on, but I am hosting a Healthy is Sexy Valentine's event, because it is. When you feel good you look good and you feel sexy, and that's part of the benefit of eating a healthy diet. You know, all of that goes together. So we're just taking a fun take on Valentine's Day, teaching people how to make some really good chocolatey raw vegan desserts and having music and poetry. So if you're in the D.C. area, you can go to my website at rubylathan.com to get more information and tickets to come on Sunday at 3 o'clock. So if you're looking for something unique, fun, and healthy to do on Valentine's Day, folks can join me this Sunday. And just remember, it's one step at a time. Get your information, decide what you're going to do, whether it's going to be dropping something off your diet or adding more greens or adding juicing. Because if you're not ready to jump into a juice fast, you can at least start juicing as part of your regular routine. And one thing I want to mention is you don't eat and drink. If you're like adding juicing to your routine, you don't have a juice, pressed juice with a bowl of cereal, because that defeats the purpose. So you want to not eat anything, you know, 30 minutes before and nothing for an hour afterwards to let the juice do its work. So if you're incorporating juicing in your regular routine, you can do that. And that way you get used to juicing, get some flavors you like, and then start a one-day fast and work your way up. So just, you know, go at a comfortable pace, but decide to do something.
Everybody, my special guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan. Awesome, awesome interview. Before we go, I just want to share a announcement. Tomorrow on Friday in Richmond, Virginia, that's Friday, February the 12th at 7 p.m., that's from 7 to 9 p.m., Hexham Suharu Shekameyam Neter is going to be at the Ilegba Folklore Society, and that's at 101 East Broad Street in Richmond, Virginia. Again, Hexham Suharu Shekameyam Neter is going to be at the Ilegba Folklore Society, and that's at 101 East Broad Street, and he's going to be discussing, he's doing a workshop on cultivating Haru, cultivating your freedom. So you don't want to miss that. There will be a $6 donation for that. Again, that's tomorrow at the Ilegba Folklore Society in Richmond. That's 101 East Broad Street. That's Hexham Suharu Shekameyam Neter. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m., and so you don't want to miss that. Thank you again, Dr. Lathan. And again, it's always a pleasure, and, you know, I'm just very, very thankful to have someone of your stature, you know, with your experience. I mean, you're not, when you speak, you're not speaking just because you read a book. I mean, you tried it and it worked for you, and you're saying to other people that, hey, you can have the same results that I have if you're willing to do what I did. And so, again, for your offering, I mean, it changed your career, and that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that really shows how committed and passionate you are about what it is that you do. And I recommend everybody listening, you need to call Dr. Lathan. You need to get in contact with her and see how she can help her testimony be your testimony or somebody that you know. Dr. Lathan, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Always a good time.
Okay. Well, talk to you soon, everybody. My special guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan. You don't want to not call her. Again, the Veggie Chest. Okay, go to YouTube, type it in. That's V-E-G-G-I-E, Chest, C-H-E-S-T. Remember, we talked about it earlier in the show, that in the day, this day and age of information, ignorance is no excuse. I mean, there's no excuse not to know. Okay, there's just no excuse not to know. And you heard this information. You heard it. It fell on your ears. You're responsible for it now. So I'm glad you tuned in. Keep tuning in. My name is Jawanza. This is Health, Wealth, and Divine. Until the next time, everybody, attempt.